Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong, and joining me in the studio, my guest this morning is Megan Pasternak. She is the dessert coordinator, the coordinator of the dessert competition for the Sitka Seafood Festival. How are you doing, Megan?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I am so excited to talk about desserts with you.
I know. It's kind of like, okay, I got to run out and get something to eat after this.
get a pastry of some kind. So fortunately for those listening, the opportunity to eat some desserts at the Sitka Seafood Festival is near, but we need people to actually bake them.
We do.
And you're here to talk all about how one can enter the competition. It's open not only to cakes, but also cupcakes and pies.
Correct.
So those all three kinds, items. Those three kinds of desserts. Yeah. Walk us through the rules
of
this competition.
First of all, these desserts are going to be served at the banquet, the Seafood Festival banquet, which is Friday night, the 7th of
August.
And I understand it's sold out.
As far as I know, it is sold out, but there is a waiting list that you can call Ann Wilkinson if you want to, at 747-2707 if you would like to be put on it.
Right. So anyway, I am looking and hoping for there is a contest, and I call it auction/contest because these desserts that people in the community are going to bake and bring in, cakes, cupcakes, and pies, will be the dessert, part of the dessert course at the banquet. The chefs are preparing a small dessert taste for the banquet. And but these desserts will be on display at the banquet. They're to be brought to the banquet's going to be in Allen Auditorium that night. And so they are to be brought by 2 p.m. on Friday, August 7th. And then they will be on display during the whole dinner. So they need to be desserts that are cakes, cupcakes, and pies. And that's part of the reason we limited it to that, too, that don't have to be refrigerated.
Right, versus puddings or jello molds. Yeah.
And then during the dessert course, each table will have an envelope on their table or a promissory note type thing, and they can bid. They can. It's based on what the Chamber of Commerce did at their banquet. I don't know if people have gone to that or not. Let me see how to explain it succinctly.
So there's an envelope on the table,
right? And they put money into it and as much as they think they need to have the right to have first choice of the desserts. So whatever table has the highest amount in their envelope or on their promissory note will have first choice. And then the second highest one will have second choice. And I'm pretty sure how it's going to work. It might get hot and heavy. There will be a representative from each table up there. Or there may be two people at one table that want to split up or, that want to bid against each other. You never know. And say the first envelope has $300 in it, everybody else will be asked if they want to raise their amount.
Okay.
So
it's a little bit like the Price is Right for desserts, for the honor of being able to choose from among all the desserts mixed with an auction, all of which benefits the Sitka Seafood Festival. Right.
So if you want to make a dessert and get in on this fun and help raise funds for the festival, which is totally volunteer run, that no one gets paid any fees for anything they do for the festival, donations, it just all comes from lots and lots of volunteer work.
Why are you involved with the festival?
Because I volunteered. And because I make my living from the sea, and it's pretty important to if somebody's going to put out the effort to promote your product, I think it's pretty important for you to sponsor. I realize that it comes at a bad time for fishermen sometimes because there's fishing going on, and it's August is not the best time of the year. And we tried it one year in, I think it was March or May or something, and that didn't work either. So we went back to August, partly because there isn't any other festival type things going on in town at that time.
Yeah, we'll have Alicia, who coordinates the whole festival, on the program next week. But as far as this the dessert contest is concerned, is there anything else you want to tell
people? Go to the website. Go to SitkaSeafoodFestival.org.
Okay.
And there is on the left-hand side, there is a button that says dessert contest. And you can download the rules and an entry form. And those entry forms are due to me by 5 p.m.
Wednesday,
August 5th.
Next Wednesday.
Right. Is that next Wednesday or the Wednesday?
It's two Wednesdays.
Yeah. Phew. And you can mail it to me. The address is there. Or you can email it to me and that address is there. You can call me. I'll come pick it up from you. If you can't get your dessert there, I could probably coordinate getting your dessert to the auction also. Okay. Auction, banquet, dinner, festival.
I see that prizes will be awarded to the top three fundraising desserts.
Right.
And that desserts and their creators may be photographed and featured on the website and submitted to publication in the Sentinel. So you might get your secret out that you're an actual dessert master.
Okay. And it's open to anybody. You can be professional, non-professional. You can be a group. You can be a mom and a daughter, or a mom and a son, or a dad and a son, or whatever. It doesn't matter. It just has to be a cake or cupcakes or a pie, and it needs to feed 10 people. So if it's a pie, it probably would need to be two people or a very large pie.
Okay.
Because the tables are 10, seat 10 people, except for there are a couple tables that only seat four. And those tables will be encouraged to join forces if they want to raise a lot of money.
Is there a theme?
No theme.
To the desserts? Okay.
Not at all.
And how did this contest develop?
Edible.
Okay. Not poison. How did this contest develop in the first place? This is the fifth year.
The first one they had, I think this is only the second or the third one. Okay. The first one was a cake decorating contest, and they still had to be edible. And there were some pretty amazing desserts featured.
Which
there.
One do you remember as being particularly memorable?
Oh, there was a sea urchin one, and there was, I think there was one shaped like fish. And there are pictures of a lot of them on the website, too, if you. But they don't have to be fancy, but you'd never know what a table's going to bid on if they're going to say, oh, that one looks like the biggest, or that one looks like the yummiest, or that one's got crunchy stuff on top and I want that, or that one's chocolate. You don't know what people are going to want to go for, so they don't have to be works of art necessarily, although you never know. That may be what somebody's looking for, too.
Would you say that baking is a pastime of a lot of Sitkins?
Oh, there are a lot of closet bakers around, I'm sure.
Why do you think people are so... Because I've lived in other places, and I have never met people who are more talented at baking in particular.
Maybe it's the weather, you know. A lot of times you heat up... For baking, you heat up the oven, and so that's going to heat up the house. But we have abundant berries. Wild berries you can pick. I think people in Sitka like to eat is a lot of it. And there are lots of potlucks that go on all the time. And that's an easy one to take for everybody loves dessert, don't they?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me,
Megan, to talk all about this dessert competition and how it will be managed. And it sounds like a really... as much fun as you can have buying a dessert.
Yeah.
This isn't just lining up to get a cookie.
This is
placing a money in an envelope and seeing what your friends do. So how can people contact you if they have any questions?
Call me at 738-2290. Okay. It's on most of the time. That's my cell. And there is more information on the web, like I said, if they want to mail their application. Or it's an entry form. There's no fee.
Okay.
No fee at all. Or if they want to email me, too, if that's preferable. Or text me on my cell phone, too.
You're just available.
Yeah, I am.
Well, thank you, Megan, for all your hard work to put this whole thing together. And happy trails, sweet eating at the banquet. So, yes, the deadline to register for the dessert contest is Wednesday, August 5th at 5 o'clock. And then the banquet itself is on Friday, the 7th of August.
Yeah. And then lots of activities going on the next day.
Yes.
Tons and tons of activities. And you'll get to hear about that next week, I guess.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.